Hawaii Island law firm Olson & Sons has filed the lawsuit on behalf of Keaho Canoe Club. Partner Peter Olson says he can't really discuss the suit, but was willing to say this.
The parties have been served and they have 20 days to answer. We await their response.
Keaho Canoe Club President Bill Armour says several issues are raised in the lawsuit, but one relating to the Department of Land and Natural Resources seems to be the key.
They believe they are exempt from filing an environmental assessment or environmental impact statement.
Armour also cites cultural concerns, exploitation of natural resources, restricting recreation and canoeing, and basic safety in a small, high-wave bay. He also says there's been an egregious lack of communication to the public.
They claim a total of 4 meetings to present plans. They have filed 1 public notice statement, December 27, 2012. January 7, 2013 was the only meeting told about to the public. The appalling part is they offered these 7 moorings to these new people in September 2012.
The complaint asks for an injunction against DLNR taking further action pending a resolution of issues raised in the complaint. Department of Land and Natural Resources spokeswoman Debbie Ward said in an email, the department declines to comment on the pending litigation. Prior to this lawsuit being filed, DLNR had sent a request for approval to the Army Corps of Engineers. Comment on that request is due to the Army Corps by Monday. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.